All right, let's go ahead and get started. Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday, May 1, 2024, formal meeting of the Iowa City Planning and Zoning Commission. For purposes of attendance, please note that Commissioners Quellhorst, Craig, Hench, Townsend, and Elliott are present. Commissioner Wade will be absent, and we just don't know about Commissioner Padron yet, but she's not here currently. Next item on the agenda is public discussion of any item not on the agenda. If anybody is present who would like to address the commission regarding any item not on the agenda, now is the opportunity. Seeing no one come forward, we'll go on to item number four. The request is expansion of the electric transmission line. Location is West Terminus, is Mid-America substation located within the city of Iowa City. The East Terminus is ITC Midwest's Rose Hollow substation located in unincorporated Johnson County. This is a petition filed by Mid-American Energy Company for the construction of a new 161,000-volt electric transmission line in Johnson County. Per Title 16, Public Works of the Iowa City Municipal Code, the Planning and Zoning Commission is to make a recommendation to the City Council. Ann.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to turn it over to Ron Konecki, our Public Works Director.
Good evening, Commission. Ron Konecki, Public Works Director. Tonight, what we are looking at is a proposed transmission line expansion by Mid-American Energy. If you want to go ahead. So we'll talk about the project location, why I'm here, the staff analysis, the commission considerations, and then the project overview by Mid-American. Jeff Cook will be talking on their behalf. So this is the project location. So in February of this year, Mid-American filed the petition with the Iowa Utilities Board to franchise a construction of 161 kV transmission line between the Northgate substation and then the Rose Hollow substation. That route pretty much follows existing right-of-way to a certain extent. Part of it is in the former Harvest Road right-of-way that's been vacated along Interstate 80, crosses a portion of it that's unimproved, jumps over the interstate, crosses Interstate 80 into 340th Street. Very small portion of the new expansion is actually in Iowa City. Chapter 16-2A-5 basically lays out for any expansion or new construction, they submit an application with all the proper documents to me. I do a review, make a recommendation to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and then you act on this, then move it on to City Council. So that's it's a chapter of our code that really we hadn't reviewed until it's been about a year ago. Sarah and I had a conversation on it, and then it's like all of a sudden this application came in. So it was just really unknown as far as a code section, although it was out there, and now we could actually use it. So with that, is in my analysis of the corridor, the transmission line improvements either are on existing poles or will follow existing right-of-way across in at least in Iowa City, and abuts I-80. And so with that, I recommend to the Planning and Zoning Commission that we approve this petition and move this forward to council. So with your review, these four items are kind of your analysis of and for you to make your recommendation on the council. So it's obviously your relationship to the proposed present and future economic development areas, how it sits in with the existing utility system, the planning and zoning ordinances, and then whether or not it has a large impact on the private property interests. And with this, power lines already exist or will be within existing right-of-way that's out in the system. So do you have any questions for me?
Yes. Thank you, Ron.
Yep.
On item number A, the relationship of the proposed project to present and future economic development of the area, I didn't really see this discussed much. I presume it's just an obvious relationship, but is there a deficiency of available electrical power in Iowa City, or what is this relationship here?
I will let I will let Jeff speak to that. I think what this is actually talking about for us is economic development. Will it have a negative impact on our economic development in the area? So, you know, will it make something that's not developable? And with what they're proposing, I don't see an impact in that manner.
Okay. And then on item D, the inconvenience or damage, is there, it looks like there's a little tiny area where it's going to be a new route. Is that correct? And how big is that route? And is that all an existing right of way?
It will be. It'll be an existing right. So basically, there's an unimproved section of Harvest Road to the north, and there's also an unimproved section of 340th Street coming from the east to the west, to where it makes the crossing of Interstate 80. So all that right of way already exists.
All right. Very good. Any commissioner questions for Ron?
I have a question. I wondered if there is any requirement the way we do with zoning, where we post that something's happening. And so that, and inform neighbors. Is there anything like that with this kind of?
There is not a code requirement for that.
Okay. So, I mean, given the nature of this particular project, I can see why it's probably not that important. But right. I can also see where it, if it was a different project, it might be important.
Sure.
I have a little bit of a remedial question, but when you say existing right-of-way, is that just like an easement that Mid-American or the city holds, or what does that mean?
So the right-of-way, in this case, because it's portions of it in the county and in the, it would be a roadway easement, so that already exists. It's already platted.
Got it. Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you, Ron.
Great. Thank you. I'll turn things over to Jeff Cook.
Yeah. All right. Is it Jeff? You're next. And Jeff, if you could just give us your name.
Good evening, commissioners. I'm Jeff Cook. I'm an attorney with Mid-American Energy Company, and I'm also an Iowa City resident, so it's a privilege to be here. I normally represent the company at the Iowa Utilities Board and at the Illinois Commerce Commission, so it's kind of nice to be here at the local level representing the company. So I'll just make a couple brief remarks. I think Ron did a pretty good job of giving an overview of the project. So it's a 161,000 volt line, and I think it's hard to tell based on our submission, but this is a direct replacement of a pre-existing line that's in that location. And it's on property that's currently owned by ACT Incorporated, and we've already secured easement options for this line. And the reason we wanted to get a new easement for this line is because we want it to be a bit wider to accommodate sort of more modern standards for transmission lines. And the only real difference between this new line and the pre-existing line is it will be double circuited. So there'll be, I believe, four conductors on it now instead of two. And then there'll be two grounding lines or neutral wires. Not an engineer, but instead of one. And the structures will be steel structures instead of wood. But I mean, just looking at it, it'll look pretty much the same. And you can actually see it from Interstate 80. I drove over there yesterday to take a look at it. You can see it from the interstate. And the portion that's in Iowa City is just a half mile long. And then it follows along with what used to be a Harvest Road and is now a field. And then it crosses over Interstate 80 into the county. And the entirety of the line within Iowa City limits is going to be within private property. Once it crosses the interstate, it follows a road, and it will be in the public road right-of-way at that point. So maybe I can get at some of the questions that were just asked. So the purpose of the line is to provide additional reliability and to support load growth in Iowa City. So the Iowa City system is what we would call a looped system. So there's a 161 or 161,000 volt line that loops around Iowa City, and it's fed with two 345,000 volt sources. And so this line will actually link us to another 345,000 volt source at that ITC substation at Rose Hollow. And why is that important? It's important in the event of an outage. So currently, if there's an outage over on the east side of town, about 10,000 customers would only be served by one source. And so if that source is eliminated, then we'd have 10,000 customers without any power at all, which is not a scenario we want to see occur. an example of that occurred in 2023. We had that storm in March. I don't know if you remember it, but I remember it. It was we actually had one of our 161,000 kV lines go down near the Coralville Strip. And I think there was a tornado or a high wind event that damaged some buildings along the Coralville Strip. And so when that occurred, about 2,000 people lost power. And if this line had existed at that time, those 2,000 people most likely wouldn't have lost power, or at least the majority wouldn't have, because you would have had that backup source. To the question about a meeting, a public meeting on this, the IUB actually requires us to have a meeting, and we had that meeting, I think it was in January of 2023, and that would be the case for any transmission line project that is in excess of in excess of 1 mile, and that would also be true for any gas pipeline projects in excess of 5 miles. That would not be true for something like a substation. So just my 2 cents on that one. Any questions based on that?
So I guess I didn't really understand. So this is actually just a replacement for an existing line or an improvement to an existing line?
Correct.
All right. And then the easements, those are all voluntary easements entered in with private property owners?
Yep, yeah, and as I mentioned, the only private property owner is ACT.
Okay.
It's directly to the east of ACT's property. It's just, they look like farm fields if you look at it on Google Maps. And yeah, we have easement options for that, which we hope to exercise, but you know, we still are waiting for the Iowa Utilities Board to approve this one as well. and the easement provides that MidAmerican will fully restore the land that's disrupted due to the construction. And it was negotiated over, and ACT agreed to it and is going to be compensated for it.
All right. Any questions for Jeff from commissioners?
So these lines won't be close to any homes, any?
Nope, it'll be, as I mentioned, you can see it from Interstate 80. It's just on the north side of a field that ACT owns. So it's then on the north side of the field, and then directly north of the lines will be the DOT right-of-way okay. along Interstate 80.
Okay.
Any questions?
I would just make a comment that the information you gave us right there is really helpful, and it would have been nice to have it in the packet. I mean, we're not engineers, and you know, we rely on somebody else to look at the engineering part of it, but that part about any public involvement and why are you doing this, those are things that are important to me.
I agree, and I was reviewing our submittal, and I realized there were maybe some deficiencies, and so I had a good conversation with some of our engineers, and I'm like, you know, why are we doing this again, you know? And so it makes total sense to me. Like the engineer made the analogy that sort of the Iowa City electric system is supported with a two-legged stool, which is not very stable, and so we're now making it a three-legged stool, which is a lot more stable and will provide more reliable service for our customers.
Scott, do you have any questions?
No.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, is there, I don't know, since we've never had one this far, I presume we just have to have a motion for approval? Okay, motion for approval?
Move to approve.
So we got a motion by Elliott, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Townsend. Discussion? I think this is kind of a no-brainer. I didn't know this was even under our purview, but since it is just an improvement of an existing line, I can't even think of a reason anybody would be opposed to this.
If it means I don't lose power on my east side house, then I'm all for it.
Yes, you're for it. There you go. Any discussion by commissioners on this motion? Seeing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor of approving this request signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed signify by saying nay. Hearing no nays, motion is approved 5-0. Next item on the agenda is consideration of meeting minutes from April 3rd, 2024. Does anybody have any major additions or corrections to those minutes? My standard comment about on the last page for the attendance, the date of day 158 is still there. I don't know why that annoys me, but it's still there.
Oh, it's still there.
And my question was, sorry, I didn't read the minutes till this afternoon, I admit. Was Parker Walsh there? I mean, you handled the discussion. Was he in the audience?
Let me look at the items real quick.
He was here.
I don't remember.
So that was, I thought.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I don't think he was there.
I don't think he was there either.
Okay. I don't think Madison was there either.
Okay. Sometimes she sits in the audience, and yeah. I thought I might have missed her, but.
I can make those changes.
All right. Is there a motion for approval of the minutes?
Move to approve with amendments.
Motion with Elliot. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Craig. Discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of approval of the minutes of April 3, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, signify by saying nay. Hearing no nays, the motion is approved 5-0. Wow, this is a really fast meeting. Item number 6, planning and zoning information.
Just two items. The Kirkwood P&G rezoning was approved by City Council at their last meeting, as was the preliminary and final plat for the 1310 Cedar Street subdivision.
Very good.
And the status of the historic designation is still, just went through first reading.
First reading, and second reading will be Tuesday, okay. May 7th.
Any P&Z updates by any members of the commission? Sir, you have anything for us for so early?
I'm single parenting and my kids are home alone, so no.
Well, that may be interesting.
I know.
If they have power, if they have power, they have electronics, they're just fine.
I know. My son was on screens when I left. So.
And will be when you get home.
Yeah.
Except that weird house on Kimball Road. Have you watched it go up?
I haven't been by there recently. I should go check it out.
A ton of concrete going
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
There's maybe this much land, and everything is down in the trenches. And they've poured all this. It's crazy.
Kimball's a weird road.
That's has anybody seen the retaining wall behind the area that we approved across from Dodge and Scott?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is like, whoa.
Yeah.
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 I mean, when they said retaining wall, it wasn't what I had in my mind, but it's a
lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a retaining wall.
It sure is.
The scooters.
Scooters, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else from anybody?
How tall is that retaining wall? I bet it's.
It's big.
15 or 20 feet. Yeah. It's big.
I still can't see how they're going to have cars coming in and out going with North Dodge and Scott. That's going to be still going to be dangerous.
We'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I won't be there.
Yeah. All right.
You an extra 4 minutes there.
I know it, but we're getting the evil eye over there, so I think the pressure is pretty intense on me to get this over with. So item number 7, adjournment. Is there a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Motion by Townsend. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Elliot. Discussion? Now, we should probably discuss. No. All those in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, signify by saying nay. Hearing no nays, the motion is approved 5-0. We're adjourned.